Solara Starr is a UK-based advanced law of attraction teacher trainer, coach, public speaker, and leading wellness expert. She will share life-changing wisdom about the law of attraction and how you can use this powerful universal law to build a foundation for bigger and bolder manifesting results. It is time to create the life you deserve, and with Solara's help, you will.
How to overcome shame and raise your vibration so that you can ignite ultimate magnetism in all areas of your life. A very warm welcome back to Manifesting Made Easy with myself, Solara Starr, and we are going to be uncovering some of the deeper secrets of the law of attraction, and through this, helping empower you to create a life that you dream of. That's not just a vision on your vision board. And it's not just a pipe dream or affirmations in your journal. It's real life. It's your reality. So we are going to be diving a little bit deeper into one of the subtle blockers to our manifestation potential. And this, my friends, is what we know as shame. Now, this might seem like a bit of a strange conversation to have when it comes to the law of attraction, but I'm here to help you understand and discover why you may not be receiving the manifestations the way that you want, in the time scale that you want. You might even be getting the opposite of what you want, and quite frankly, you might be pulling your hair out, not understanding why you are not unlocking your next level or your true magnetic energy. So we're going to be looking at how shedding the weight of feeling somehow flawed or unworthy, like flawed is like feeling not good enough, or I'm not important, or I'm a bad person, or I'm not worthy, and good only happens to other people. And you know, we're going to kind of overcome all of that and help you climb the vibrational ladder to a life filled with love and abundance and peace and joy and connection. And when I say vibrational ladder, it might sound a little bit odd, especially to new listeners. It sounds a little bit strange saying that. But if you think of our emotions a bit like a ladder, and the lower rungs of the ladder being heavier emotions like depression or guilt or shame or anxiety or grief, and the higher rungs of the ladder, we're now talking about feelings of peace and contentment and creativity and fun and joy and everything in between. And for us to receive our manifestation, it's important to understand the metaphor of the ladder, and we climb up the ladder rung by rung. If we try and jump from the bottom all the way to the top, it just doesn't work. It's really important that we understand how to raise our vibrations in a way that can get us consistent results. Now, some people might find that they're doing loads of affirmations and visualizations and showing up and doing the journaling practice and perhaps doing breath work and all these things, but still not getting the results that we want. And let's face it, that can be super, super frustrating. And you're kind of feeling like you're ripping your hair out, really, because you're like, I'm doing everything that the book's saying and the YouTube videos say, but why am I not getting my manifestation? Well, today we're going to be exploring one of these blockers, which comes in the form of shame. And it doesn't only keep us locked on the lower rungs of the ladder, but also holds us back from manifesting all the wonderful things that are available to us on the higher rungs of the ladder. So it's not a case of I can't, it's more of a case of right universe, show me how can I do this? And if you're listening to this, there may very well be something on a subconscious level in the form of shame, which is blocking you from reaching the levels that you know are available to you. So we're going to be exploring what shame is first and foremost, because it shows up in so many different ways. And it's important to understand this, because we may then be able to identify with shame that we're holding on to and do some clearing work around it. Because in order for us to receive the manifestation in the way that we want it to, it's important to understand that you do need to do some clearing along the way. It's a bit like a beautiful garden. You've got to pull out the weeds and plant the seeds, pull out the weeds and plant the seeds. You've got this beautiful garden, you're now sitting back and relaxing, and if you sit back and relax for too long, the weeds start to show. So it's kind of like a simultaneous thing, that as you weed, you seed, and you know, we look at our life and our emotional body as a garden in that sense. It makes much more sense why we will need to explore pathways and conversations like the one I'm bringing to you today. Some of the dictionary's definitions of shame I thought might be helpful just to share today. It can be a painful feeling of humiliation or distress caused by the consciousness of wrong or foolish behavior. I don't believe in right or wrong, but we can believe that we've done something wrong. When I make that statement, I don't believe in right and wrong, I'm going to have to quantify that, I think, because there are certain things you go, oh, hang on a minute, Lara, like that person or, you know, this has done that, that is wrong. See, yes, in that sense, definitely. So I'm talking more about, you know, some of the things we beat ourselves up for in the grand scheme of things, they're more opportunities for growth than a lifetime of, you know, self-punishment. So this definition, it kind of only really scratches the surface, because for many of us, shame is a deep-seated emotion. And it kind of really can leave its mark depending on what it is we feel shame about or around. And it can be like a persistent sense that we are flawed and we have imposter syndrome, or we're not worthy and, you know, good only comes to other people. And, you know, like, why would life bless me? Like, I've not done anything to deserve it. And we start having conversations then around deservability. When we feel shame, a part of us does tend to then cut ourselves off from the world. And it sounds a bit dramatic, but we kind of try and hide that part of us. We don't really want people to know that side of us. And we do that by way of self-protection, because, you know, we do fear that if we share some of our, you know, embarrassments or, you know, things that we feel that we've made mistakes on or done wrong in, that, you know, people would judge us and they won't like us and we'll end up even more isolated. But the trouble is, by us cutting ourselves off, we end up isolating ourselves anyway. So it's kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy in some senses of the conversation. But also, if we hold shame for too long over a long period of time, it shows in our body and we can hunch over, you know, our head can kind of drop, you know, like kind of drop your head in shame type feeling. And we then end up retreating in some respects to kind of like emotional lockdown. It's a bit of a survival behavior, if you like, and it makes us want to kind of hide in the depths of the kind of dark cave of our own isolation, dare let anybody in, for if we did and they saw what we had done, they wouldn't like us. Now, that's not true, of course. A lot of this is a narrative that we create in our mind, and that in itself creates even more isolation. But whether it comes from the, you know, the kind of big regrets, if you like whether it's stealing, or, you know, some people when they're younger, they shoplift, or, you know, whether it's, you know, kind of bigger things like betrayal, you know, or, you know, doing hurtful things like neglecting a pet or whatever it might be. You know, we hold these kind of things and we carry them in our heart. You know, we believe we're bad people. We feel very, very heavy about ourselves as a result of it. Or we can then get everyday kind of reactions, if you like, or everyday shame, if you like, and some show up in form of reactions. So if somebody has pushed our button, we may overreact, but in a way that actually causes a lot of hurt and pain by the way that we speak to another person. And you know, sometimes that can, we can feel bad about that. It's like, oh gosh, I really went way out then and I called all sorts of names, and we have shame around how angry we got perhaps, or, you know, even hurtful messages that we may have received when we were growing up. This is another area that we hold shame. It could be, you know, from family, like, you know, you should be ashamed of yourself, or, you know, like teachers perhaps, or even religious teachings. There's so much shame around religion and sexuality and, you know, giving of ourselves and, you know, I could go on and on with so many different examples. And shame creates a narrative that tells us that our past or our nature defines who we are. And when we buy into these stories that we tell ourselves, we end up hiding and we put on masks and we kind of don't show the world who we think we really are for fear of what they might think of us and reject us perhaps. So we put on masks and we end up spending so much of our life behind masks, only showing the world a very small part of our being. And again, a lot of that comes down to being afraid that if these people knew these things that I felt or things that I thought or things that I did, that we won't be accepted. And so what we're doing in some senses is we're actually rejecting ourselves. We're not accepting a part of ourselves. We're abandoning a part of ourselves, if you like. And when we go through rejection and abandonment and, you know, that feeds the story and the narrative that, well, indeed we are bad and we are wrong. And even though that's not true, it's the way that we are showing up behind the masks, hiding ourselves in the sense that then feeds that and embeds that narrative more and more. Shame affects our vibration, massively so. So a really important part of the law of attraction, it teaches us that like energy attracts like energy. So if we think about some of the information that we've heard before and some of the other podcasts that I've shared, and you know, one of the beautiful terms that it's feeling first, manifestation second, which is Andy Dooley. I'll say that again, feeling first, manifestation second. Our feeling vibrates on such deep levels, some of it that we're not even consciously aware of. So if we are harboring shame or resentment or rejection to ourselves, that energy is very much alive within our energy field. Just because we can't see it on our ordinary everyday life, it doesn't mean to say that it's not there. And the best way to illustrate this is if you think of an iceberg. You can see the tip of the iceberg, and that's our conscious state. Or underneath the surface of the water, there's a huge body of ice, which is the subconscious, and that's where a lot of our energy is subtly vibrating away and sending out signals to the universe, and unbeknown to us on a conscious level, sending us matching signals back. So if we go on the rejection or abandonment conversation, we may find ourselves in relationships where we feel rejected or abandoned on a surface level, and it's kind of mirroring to us the deeper inner work that needs to take place. Or if we feel like we're a bad person, then we're only going to attract people that treat us badly and mirror that to us. You know, life is a mirror, and we can quite often read our vibration by the experiences that we have in life and in our relationships, which, you know, all of that I find very interesting. When we feel shame, as I said, we tend to cut ourselves off from the world, and we do this from a place of self-protection. So if we look at that alone, we're closing ourselves off to higher vibrational frequencies. It's almost like we're closing our metaphoric doors of abundance and receivership because we're in lockdown. We're closing a part of ourselves off. And like I said, this shows sometimes in our body language. So if we think of the law of attraction teaching like energy attracts like energy, and we operate from that space of shame, feeling flawed or unworthy, we're sending out the lower vibrational frequencies. So imagine then trying to manifest a soulmate relationship or financial abundance or great health or a life brimming with like peace and spaciousness and freedom, whilst carrying a heavy rock. Imagine actually that you've got a backpack on, and everything we feel ashamed about, it's like a big huge rock in this backpack. And how on earth are we ever going to climb that ladder with ease? It's going to be really hard work. And, you know, of course we're going to hunch over and carry the weight of the world on our back. And that's what shame does to us. That weight keeps us stuck on the lower rungs, making it much more challenging to climb that ladder, and in some cases, impossible. We can't really tap into unstoppable magnetism whilst we're carrying around so much. And when we're burdened by shame, we're essentially signaling to the universe that we deserve less, because we're kind of self-punishing as well. Even if it is subconscious, we're self-punishing, that we're not really deserving. We've done these awful things, we're this bad person, and we don't really deserve to lead an abundant life. And of course, the energy of unworthiness and lack of deservability attracts more of the same, like I said. So in order to align with a higher vibrational experience of life, it's learning to identify these heavy weights and then finding ways to shed them. And only by learning new skills and information and techniques can we then begin to remove some of the masks, and that way our true authentic self and energy begin to shine through. And with it, that's when we start to feel a sense of alignment with the life that we want to manifest. It's not just feeling a sense of alignment, we start to find that we are in alignment, because evidence starts to show in form of people and opportunities that come our way that we are now aligned to a completely different energy. Now, these masks, of course, all of us in some way or another, we tend to put on masks every day, whether it be at work. You know, somebody says, how are you today? And you're feeling absolutely horrendous inside, but you really don't want to get into it. You just say, yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. But actually underneath it, we're like, oh God, I feel absolutely horrendous. Or we may have stuff going on in our life that's, you know, weighing heavily. So we wear masks, whether it's at work, and we don't really want people to see that we have feelings of inadequacy, so we put on this mask of perfectionism, if you like. Or, you know, with family, we kind of like live a life more of kind of obligation, feeling like we have to do stuff. So we smile sweetly and say yes when we mean no. I mean, that's another mask. In some of our social circles, we hide parts of ourselves as well because we're scared of judgment. And I see it so much of the time. And I was pretty good at wearing a huge amount of masks in every area, and learning how to remove these masks has connected me more to my own authenticity. It's not to say that it's not a vulnerable journey, because it is. It's like exposing parts of ourselves, but it's the most freeing. So if you want to raise your vibrations and lead a life that truly lights you up with connected relationships, financial abundance, great health, wonderful opportunities, you name it, it's learning to be more authentic. So becoming aware of where we are pretending to be something that we're not, and understanding, right, that this is a protection and survival mechanism. That's not because we're bad and wrong. It's because, you know, life has told us that who we are isn't good enough. Therefore, we've had to bend and twist ourselves out of shape to try and be good enough. But unfortunately, you know, that just creates mixed messages, and we never really make those deep, loving, fulfilling connections that our heart really yearns for. So by wearing these masks, we limit the energy as well that we share with the world. We're only saying, right, I'm going to give you my energy, but I'm only going to give you a little bit of my energy. So we show up in like a filtered version of ourselves, the parts that we want people to see. And because so many of us are so scared of being vulnerable, you know, we show them the one that lacks that real full vibrational power of our true essence. And the more we hide, the more we reinforce this belief that we're not good enough. And this is where the self-fulfilling prophecy comes in. So we end up oscillating in the shame paradigm, if you like, never truly breaking free, never really manifesting the life that we want. All we're ever really doing is, you know, moving things around and having a little breather here and there. And then we're kind of back into the feeling of snakes and ladders, that we climb the vibrational ladder and something happens, we slide all the way back down again. And yeah, we might make a bit of traction each time, but it doesn't really feel like we're making the breakthroughs that we really want to make. And for long-term and deep fulfilling breakthroughs. And I think that in itself is a very interesting conversation.
Ready to unleash the power of the Law of Attraction? Join our Law of Attraction Advanced Certificate course to become a certified instructor. This comprehensive program empowers individuals, coaches, and therapists to guide others in manifesting their dreams and embracing abundance and joy. Unlock new career opportunities with this fully insurable training. Gain the expertise to empower others in daily manifestation and make a positive impact in their lives and yours. Enroll now and let the Law of Attraction transform lives. Visit the link in the show notes to embark on this transformative journey.
So, in essence, shame drives us to hide parts of ourselves. And we fear, and that we're afraid that if they truly saw who we really are, kind of warts and all, then they wouldn't accept us, they wouldn't like us. But in some senses, and this is very important to understand, is we're not accepting ourselves either. How can we expect the world to accept us and love us unconditionally? If we're so ashamed of ourselves, how are we ever going to attract relationships that love us and every inch of our being, no matter who we are and no matter what we might have done in the past that we regret? Now, it doesn't mean to say that we have to disclose this to everybody. No, of course not. But it really is about the journey of self-acceptance, and that's what really creates a shift in our vibration. Having that deep sense of love and compassion for the parts of us that may not have made the best decisions, or, you know, may have shown up very differently to how we would have liked, and, you know, made so-called mistakes. I say so-called because I don't believe in mistakes. I believe in mistakes, of course, where we always get opportunities to kind of almost right the wrongs, if we're going to call them wrongs, from our past. And, you know, the universe always gives us opportunities to learn to show up differently. And maybe we didn't show up in the way we wanted to in certain instances in the past, but it doesn't mean to say that we can't learn from that and become an even better version of ourselves. But by us not accepting ourselves, and we kind of go through this inner concealment, it creates a very subtle but palpable energy that others can sense. So even if we don't think that these people know about the different parts of us that are holding shame, it can be felt. And it's not like knowing the details of what these people might be feeling from us, but there's a palpable energy. People can sense it. And what this does is, because we're showing the world one part of us, but another part of us can be felt, or there's a part of us that we are holding back, this often leads to a very subtle, but again, significant energy of mistrust in our energy field, both in our relationships and also in how we view ourselves. Because the people on the other end of us are, you know, seeing this picture that we're presenting to them, but energetically something feels off. And to create a strong, powerful vibration, it's making sure that our energy doesn't feel off, because our manifestations will be off, that our energy is true. And we have that self-love and that compassion and that understanding, and we accept the parts of us, and we're not abandoning ourselves. This takes time. So obviously we understand this on an intellectual level to start with, which, you know, for me, it's been one of the most frustrating parts of the journey, because it's like, I get it. But why isn't my life changing? Somebody help me. It's because, yeah, I may understand it intellectually, but it's actually learning to embody this wisdom. So what do I mean by that? Like, in the early stages of it, you know, I really want to learn to love and accept myself on every level and take my masks off. But it wasn't until I went through deep healing processes of love and acceptance and loving that part of me that has done things in the past that I am ashamed of. I mean, these are personal, you know, feelings of shame. Of course, we discovered that actually there's loads as religious and familial, but so everybody listening will connect to, you know, different feelings of shame. And I was running a course with my dear friend Alex. We do Journey of the Brave, which is a very, very deep dive for those who are really ready to see themselves and why they keep repeating patterns and cycles. And if there's any resentments and, you know, things that you just feel you can't move past, then Journey of the Brave is probably one of the most powerful courses that I've ever run. And I'm running it with my dear friend Alex, of course. You know, we discovered that actually lots of people hold on to different levels of shame. Some people's shame is very deep from, you know, the things that they've done in the past that has not only hurt themselves, but deeply hurt other people, whether it's, you know, lying, stealing, betrayal, whatever it might be. But there's other levels. And we discussed this a little bit more earlier on in the podcast episode today of, you know, sometimes the way we react and respond. Like one of the things that I deeply regretted and felt shame around was having a real go at my dad. I was absolutely at my wit's end because it's a very dysfunctional relationship, although I loved him very much. And he pushed me to my limits time and time again. And one day I exploded and I said some horrendous things, put sentences together that make my eyes water, and it hurt him very deeply. Anyway, he passed away shortly after that. So not only did I have the feeling of shame, but also the deep grief and guilt, huge amount around it. So, you know, sometimes it's the way that we show up and communicate. You know, hurt people generally tend to hurt people. So, you know, that's something that, you know, I've had to work through. And no doubt there's more layers associated with that as well. So, but I've also speak to people who have so much guilt around sexuality because they've grown up in religious households or gone to religious schools. And there's a huge amount of shame around that. Or, of course, women feeling shameful for taking care of themselves ahead of everybody else. Has, you know, shame been drummed into us around that as well? So it is a big conversation. And I guess the, you know, the essence of this is just being willing to work through some of that one bit at a time. First of all, identifying, you know, where we might be locking a part of ourselves away in shame, and just bringing each bit out into the light to be healed and worked through. And there's loads of different ways, whether it's therapy or coaching, or whether it's just listening to podcasts. Sometimes things like this make things slot into play. Some people, you know, like to go on retreats and do yoga or plant medicine, whatever it might be. When there's a desire to heal, the universe will absolutely bring the right people along your pathway to help make that manifest. So when we have something that we really want to bring into our reality, whether it is a new job, a life purpose, relationship, financial abundance, health, all the stuff that I keep saying, the universe will show us our next clearing. It's not always comfortable, but it's definitely worth it, because once we then go through that clearing, a bit like the weeding I was talking about, we can then experience the manifestation on the other side of that journey. Now, an interesting conversation is shame can actually help us grow. It's like, really? Well, how can I, by me having shame for X, Y, and Z, how on earth is that helping me grow? It is quite a little bit paradoxical, but it does carry some seeds of transformation, which I think is important to recognize. When we acknowledge our shame, we do open the door to a deeper understanding of ourselves, our drivers, the vulnerabilities that are there, the limiting beliefs that have held us back. And when we have that bravery and we dare to bring the hidden parts of us out into the light to be healed, we begin to dismantle old patterns, old narratives, old stories, old beliefs. And this vulnerability begins to pave the way for a much deeper sense of self-compassion, which is so important. It's the opposite of judgment. And more honest and connected relationships, healthier boundaries, and the abundance and opportunities start to come in thick and fast as a result of it as well. If we look at Byron Katie's perspective, which I find very interesting, shame is essentially a thought. If we think about what Louise Hay has said, is a thought is just a thought, and a thought can be changed. And if we think of it as a thought, it's generally a story that we've told ourselves that we then end up clinging to. And generally, if it's associated with shame, there is going to be a narrative that we are inherently unworthy, we're flawed, with the defective. But actually, when we look at it and we ask ourselves, you know, is that true? I mean, if we want to like have the conversation, am I flawed? We all are to a certain extent. It doesn't make us bad or wrong. It just makes us here to grow and to become a better version of ourselves. There's nothing to do about being flawed. It's more about upgrading. We don't kind of look at the old iPhone and say, well, it's flawed. No, it's just an old version of that phone. And we've got the new version of the phone now, which is an upgrade. And that's kind of like what we're reaching for. We start to understand that the past version of us was a limited version of us with limited understanding, limited levels of love, limited help and mentorship along our journey. You know, very limited in many respects. And now, when we start to listen to information like this and we begin exploring, we start to look at our challenges through a completely different lens. And we start looking at how we keep feeding into that story that we've told ourselves. We say, if something from the past that we've done is bad and wrong, use the example of the way that I spoke to my dad. You know, I'm just like the story I was telling myself. I'm just a horrible person. I'm reactive, nasty, and all these things. And actually, if I then start to explore it as far as drawing on kind of Byron Katie's perspective, I start and I ask myself, is this true? Like, am I a horrible person? Am I this nasty person? And the truth is, no. And that situation was extremely challenging. And time again, for many, many years, I had been pushed and pushed and pushed. There was going to be an outlet somewhere and it wasn't going to be pretty. But it didn't mean that I was a bad, horrible person. It just meant I'd been in a pressure container for way too long. And at some point, this would need to have been expressed. Of course, we'd all prefer that we had have handled things differently. But actually, when I look at the conversation, you know, the energy of shame and even guilt, I think of it as a bit of an inner compass, which is guiding me along my pathway. If I didn't have feelings of shame or guilt, I would just be a person just, you know, treading all over everybody and, you know, not really caring who I hurt or what I do. So shame and feelings of guilt are actually quite helpful in the sense that it's highlighting to me where I need to cultivate a little bit more awareness and grow and become a different version of myself so I can handle things slightly differently, so more upgraded version of myself. So holding on to shame and guilt is that rucksack we're talking about on the vibrational ladder. So the truth is, I wasn't this horrendous, awful person. Yes, the stuff that I said and did was out of my nature because I had been pushed in many respects. But the truth is, I was actually a really kind, very patient person that had been stretched over a long period of time. So this is going to be a different example for everybody because there's going to be other things and other examples that you may have that are totally different to mine. And you may, you know, need to dig a little bit about, is this true? But we begin to see that the story we tell ourselves is not fact. It's a mental construct that begins to lose its power when we start to meet it with curiosity and we start to look at it through a different lens and then connect to feelings of compassion. And recognizing these layers is the first step towards transforming feelings of shame from a barrier that isolates us into a bridge that connects us more fully to all of the energy of ourself. It's very difficult to pull a manifestation off when we are only using a tiny bit of our energy because we've got the rest of it locked away in chambers of our being because, you know, we're judging ourselves and abandoning ourselves and rejecting ourselves. So this is why a lot of people struggle with their manifestations, because they're trying to create something extraordinary with a very small amount of energy. So with that in mind, having heartfelt conversations with people and somebody you trust and sharing some of these feelings of shame you have is so healing. It's unbelievably healing. I remember going to a coach once and he said to me, what's the worst thing you've ever done? And I was like, oh my word, gosh, I felt so vulnerable in that moment. But when I shared with him, I have to say, his acceptance was so lovely. I mean, he'd probably done similar himself. And most people that I know have all done different things, many people similar, some, you know, not so similar, but it all boils down to a part of us that is in pain. And when we are in pain, we don't necessarily show up in life particularly centered, and we may react and respond and do things that in hindsight we really wish we hadn't of, but we can make the hindsight foresight. So as we move forward in our life, we don't repeat them, we don't add to the rocks of shame in the rucksack on our back. We learn from them, we grow, and we can then step out of the cycle of self-sabotage and isolation, that we're bad and we're wrong. We can step out of the cycle of rejection. So true bravery is not the absence of fear. Of course, this is scary. It's, you know, it's being vulnerable and showing, taking the masks off and showing the world the true version of ourselves. It's acknowledging this and being willing to do it anyway in small bite-sized steps. Because the only way out of where you are right now is through. And by choosing to open up, we can begin to demonstrate to ourselves that we are more than that shame that we keep locked away in our being. And we can slowly but surely, and it is a slowly but surely conversation, show up more authentically. And that's when we start to notice deeper connection and trust with others. Both with, you know, those people who really matter to you in your life, you'll find your connections get a lot more heartfelt and a lot deeper. It's a very beautiful feeling. And each mask you remove, each deep, dark secret that you share, it moves you closer to the life of peace, freedom, love, and abundance that comes from learning to be fully and unreservedly you. That's a word I haven't used before, unreservedly. And this, my friends, is where ultimate and unstoppable magnetism is. So in essence, the journey to overcoming shame is a journey towards raising your vibration and stepping fully into your magnetism, like I've said. And when we start to dismantle these fears, and we dare to show up as our whole authentic self, this is when the doors to a whole new abundant world of possibilities awaits you. So as challenging as it is, where in your life are you wearing a mask? Where are you pretending to be something that you're not? Where do you feel that who you are isn't good enough, and to be acceptable, you've got to be something else? Where are you ashamed of something and, you know, dare share that with anybody in case that you get completely abandoned or judged if anybody found out the deep depth darkness of what you hold in the chambers of your being or the rucksack on your back. So once again, thank you for tuning in to Manifesting Made Easy. If you would like help working through this or any other blocks on your manifestation journey, I've had the absolute pleasure and privilege of helping countless people since 2003 on their manifesting journey. I can't believe I've said that. It's been a long journey, and I have so much inspiration and wisdom to share with you in order to help you move up the rungs of your emotional ladder. So reach out, solara@solarastar.com. If any of this resonates with you, or you know anybody who is dealing with feelings of shame, please share this with them. And if you feel called, you can hit the subscribe button so every single time I release a new episode, you'll be the first to know. But for now, thank you for taking the time to tune in, and I look forward to being back with you for our next episode super, super soon. Take care. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. Solara Star will be back next week with great insights into the law of attraction. In the meantime, please visit solarastar.com.
Ready to unleash the power of the Law of Attraction? Join our Law of Attraction Advanced Certificate course to become a certified instructor. This comprehensive program empowers individuals, coaches, and therapists to guide others in manifesting their dreams and embracing abundance and joy. Unlock new career opportunities with this fully insurable training. Gain the expertise to empower others in daily manifestation and make a positive impact in their lives and yours. Enroll now and let the Law of Attraction transform lives. Visit the link in the show notes to embark on this transformative journey.